Yeah, they consider modern day miracles a time of the past, like mm-hmm. just for the Bible time. Mm-hmm. But this movement says no, and that's
what about speaking in tongues?
Yeah, this goes all goes along with it.
Have you ever experienced that yourself?
Yes.
Sounds really.
It's a new experience to me, and it's it's hard to describe. It's just it's not a trance like people that don't believe this happens. It's actually supernatural from God. It's either the good spirit or the evil spirit. You can cause these supernatural things to happen with evil spirits, like seances, Ouija board, but I prefer the other side, tongues.
When you were speaking in tongues, was it, I've heard people say that it's, sometimes it'll be just nonsense syllables, you know,
right.
And sometimes people say that it's speaking a foreign language,
right.
But that the speaker didn't know.
Both. Now, the first time I did this, I think it was a language, but see, to use this, it sounded like a language to me. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. There's a prayer tongue that's just strictly between you and God, that you don't even know what you're saying, that you communicate with Him this way. And then if there are two or three gathered together, 10 or 15, and there's an interpretation, and there's a message to be brought forth from God, there will be an interpreter there. And sometimes this is a language. Sometimes I don't know if it is. It may be a forgotten language. But I've read in these new books that are coming out about this movement, about people speaking in these languages, like in Japanese, and not realizing it, and Japanese people being there that speak with the Japanese language, and they can tell them what was said. Not just Chinese, yeah. Japanese, French. It's just really interesting.
I would like to get a recording.
You don't want to get a recording from me because I wouldn't try to record anything like that because
it's not something you could control.
I do have a recording here in the house. If you'd like to hear it, he would be proud for you to hear it. He gave it to me yesterday to see if I could interpret.
The man that was.
Yes, that's what it was all about. Would you like to record it? Do you want to later, maybe?
I'd like to hear it later.
Okay, fine. Right. I don't think it's that. Okay.
I'm just really curious. I've never heard anyone speak.
Me either, until this past 6 months. He's playing a lot of hooky-pooky.
Well, I don't know if I would really think that, but I don't think I could do it, but I believe people are sincere.
You can't do it. You yourself. It's not you. It's God. It's His power. You understand salvation. Maybe you want to not get on religion and go on with this.
Go ahead.
Well, salvation, you know, is preached throughout the Bible. This is just a further experience with God. I mean, I don't think that you have to have this experience to go to heaven, because Jesus said, believe on me and you'll be saved. But this is, even Jesus didn't do any miracles until he was baptized with the Holy Ghost. And this baptism of the Holy Ghost is another baptism other than water baptism. Some people receive this with their water baptism, some later, some never. Some never receive water baptism. But it is just, some people call it a second blessing. It's just a way to be constantly aware and in communication with God. It's a closer walk with Him. Now, I'm not saying because I can do this that I have, that God loves me more than He does a person that's just been born again. I don't mean that. I'm not putting myself above them. But when you're baptized in the Spirit, you have more. It overflows, and it's just a real enjoyable thing.